Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean back from South Dakota. As you all well know, we did an event out there on Wednesday with that of America's Constitutional Sheriff, Richard Max, and he was a kick in the pants, for a better way of saying it, and he had some good information. And then what we did is we waited over till Saturday, and then we ended up in Yankton on the other side of the state, and we did that event as well, and that one was packed, as was the first one. So we appreciate everybody that came out, because this is about we the people, and if we the people want to fix the problems and righting the wrongs, then we the people are the ones that are going to have to do it under God, period. It's we that have to take responsibility, because if we don't take responsibility, this is what we get as to what we see in front of us today. Folks, really quick, what we're going to be talking about, this explains why the hospitals are going right along with the pandemic. This is information now, again, bleeding out. It's the things that we've always and have talked about in the past and in the present concerning they're doing it for incentive. We're finding out now, friends, that the doctors and the hospitals, in fact, are getting paid as an incentive by the federal government, by you, to undo yourselves through this pandemic. And we know it's all a fraud. And for those that haven't been paying attention to the fact that it is a fraud, at this point, I don't know what to tell you. Yesterday, we were actually sitting out and about, and someone walked by with one of those masks on that the manufacturers tell you don't work. And one of my sons looked over at me and says, Dad, what do you tell somebody like that? And I looked over at him, and I said, with all the information that's out there, I said, if they don't want to choose to go ahead and pay attention to the truth that's been given, then they can go ahead and reap the consequences, because that's exactly what they're going to do. A lot of people think that if we just, you know, comply with these unlawful, unconstitutional edicts that are coming down, that this is just going to go away, when in fact it's doing just the exact opposite. Your compliance is actually a green light, and you're adding strength to the tyrants to continuously set the narrative. But we all know that that's continuously backfiring, not all over the world, friends, not alone. And I'm talking about France and Germany and Belgium, and I'm talking about Israel, and I'm talking about the UK, and I'm talking about Australia. All over the world, they're up in arms, friends. And yet over here in America, though it's gaining momentum, the American people are still trying to figure out if they're being told the truth or nay. But again, I think I'm going to bring some information that just may bring about that resolve. And after today's show, I don't know what to tell you if you have not come to the resolve with the truth. Again, that sets men free, John 8:32. And I will do it, because it is the truth that makes men free, not the lie. If you want to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. I want to go over and show you exactly what I'm talking about concerning momentum, because their cruelties are swelling our ranks. Well, this is coming to pass as well. And now I'm talking about what's going on in America. The American people are beginning to understand, and they're beginning to push back, because they're understanding that the federal government, in fact, means to go to their front door. Okay, I'm going to show you this video. Again, I want to say this. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I want to show you this video of our co-host over at Ron Paul's place again. He's bringing forth some good information, and I want to share it with you as well. So check this out.
This is Adam's piece that he had in that we put in last night. And this is Judge Matthew Shelp, U.S. District Court for Eastern District of Missouri. He issued a preliminary injunction, an order of preliminary injunction, barring the U.S. government from implementing and enforcing Biden's mandate enacted via Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Essentially, what that said is anyone who provides services, Medicare and Medicaid services, must be vaccinated. 10 states sued Biden over this mandate, and this judge ruled in favor of the states. Their argument was that if the hospitals enforce this and fire people or say you have to quit if you don't take the vax, their short-staffed hospitals are going to be an absolute disaster and a nightmare. So it's very good news. It essentially could further snowball, because we've seen victories in the Fifth Circuit Court. We've seen other victories against this vaccine mandate. This could start to snowball and basically overturn the whole thing.
Well, it should have. You know, the one question that I have for our friends over at Ron Paul's place, the question was proposed. You know, why is it that 40 other governors haven't went along with it? And here's the other thing. Not only the injunction to stop these unconstitutional mandates, but what about our said representatives and these judges actually reminding our said representatives that they can take the time to peruse the U.S. Constitution to not only impeach this criminal, and I'm talking about Joe Biden, but also to prosecute for him for his crimes against we the people and crimes against humanity. That's Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7, because, again, keep in mind that we are one nation under God, and under God means common law, which is based on the Torah. And when you look at Article 6, Section 2 of the U.S. Constitution, you'll find there and there alone that is who we all submit to under God. And I want to remind everybody that's listening to me even now, because I know that there's new listeners and new individuals watching us on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or beforeitsnews.com on the top left side of the page. Check us out on social media platforms. I want to remind everybody in this country that we do not have leaders. Do you understand? We do not have leaders. We have one leader. Our forefathers established who that leader was. One nation under God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Again, look to your state statute. Look to your preambles in your particular state, and you will find Bradley Dean is telling you the truth once again. Also keep in mind the flags that were flying during the Revolutionary War, the War of Independence, rightly called, were no king but King Jesus, and appeal to heaven. So who is our leader? The Christ. He is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He is the captain of our salvation. He is the Prince of Peace. And in these times, let me remind everybody, Matthew 10:34 tells us that if we want peace, war first. He came not to bring peace, but a sword. And I'm telling you what, friends, we're on the verge of that right now. So we've got much to cover. 1-866-582-9933. Again, folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research, and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base, visit us at herbanomic.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. And by the way, folks, Merry Christmas to all. And don't forget what Christmas is all about, Christmas, right? We all understand that. Again, I want to let you know if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. We got David calling from Alabama. What say you, my friend?
Mr. Dean, it's a great honor to be speaking with you.
Thank you, sir.
I wanted to apologize. I think Friday, I said something that made you upset, and Jesus said, you know, be reconciled with your brother before you come make your sacrifice.
We're good. David, we're good, man. Listen, I'm in a different fight because I don't need, just for the record, and I totally appreciate what you're doing right now, but I'm totally good, David. I'm in this fight 24-7, and I'm not the guy that you know, people need to turn around and say, man, I'm really sorry about that, unless it's really severe. But, David, I didn't take it that way. We're totally fine, my friend. Thank you.
Okay. Well, I love you and Tim. So.
Thank you.
Y'all are the only source of information I pay attention to, so I keep up the good work.
Thank you, sir. I totally appreciate that. Hey, now, folks, wasn't that a man? Wasn't that something a man would do? I mean, he didn't do it behind closed doors. He did it right on national radio, and I just admire that. I mean, that was really cool, David. I totally appreciate that in so many different ways. But, again, I just want to reiterate the point. You know, what I care about more than anything is not even my feelings. I care about getting the job done. I care about people getting to the position that they understand that we can do this together because we can do this together. My message is never one of hopelessness. That's up to you individually, and that's up to us corporately. If we want to come together, we can do this. There's no doubt in my mind that we can win the day here, but we have to become informed, and we need to stand up together and bring about the resolve concerning the corruption in the land. Isaiah 51 verse 4, going back to Isaiah 26 verse 9, Jeremiah 9:24. for, which is the heart of God. And if that's the heart of God, he's going to bestow that upon his children. Romans 5:5 as well. But again, going back to David, I totally appreciate that. I don't need an apology. Listen, to me, is if we're in this fight together, let's keep going the right direction. Let's keep going the same direction, because, again, it's not about our feelings right now. It just really matters to me that we come together. But again, David, it really took a man to do what you just did, and I just totally appreciate it in so many different ways that you even did that, because that was not necessary. So thank you for that. We were just talking about, actually, Ron Paul's co-host was just talking about momentum to overturn mandates continue to build. Well, I wanted to show you a video really quick, if you're on social media platforms, as to what's going on there in Paris, France right now, because they're trying to force the jab. Look what's happening, and again, most people don't even know that this is taking place, and it's not just Paris, France. This is happening all over the world. The people are not putting up with the mandates. They're seeing through the Anthony Fauci's of the world, and what they're doing is they're standing up and they're saying, absolutely not. We're not going to go along to get along in any sense of the word. I want to show you this again because it just coincides with what I've always said, and I love reinforcing the message when it comes up. Now, I also want people to understand, I get about 200 to 300 emails a day in the offices here, and I get people saying, you know what, talk about this, talk about that, and they want me to read their books, this, that, and the other thing. And folks, I'll tell you what, I got bookshelves filled with books from people, and I just got to tell them at this point, I don't have time to do that. I have to stick to the row that I am plowing, okay? The Lord told me, to he who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is not fit for the kingdom of God. You have to plow your row, I have to plow mine. So what comes up in heart that reaffirms my message is exactly what I want to share with the people, because it adds hope to my message and to the listeners. Now, what am I talking about? You know how I continuously tell you, friends, that all of their support is completely created out of thin air? That's how dictators of the past and that's how dictators in the present continuously bear rule over the people, is through deceptive measures. Folks, ask any dictator. If it wasn't for the mainstream media lying on their part, they didn't have propaganda ministers lying for them to continuously beat down the people that they mean to bear rule over, they could never do it. But in America, we have enough information where we should know better than that, right? Well, here it goes back to this. Saul Alinsky said, cause the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of them than there is of them. In other words, we the 1.7%, want you to believe that there's a lot more of us than the 330 million people in this country. Folks, it's completely false. I want to show you what just recently happened. We found that in Minnesota, just this last week, friends, just this last week, this is just reported today, that there were paid actors bust in to pretend to be students supporting Joe Biden. Now, you all know, especially those that listen to this show day in and day out, that Joe Biden, during his presidential run, right? Remember, by the way, can I stop you right there? You all know that the only options that you were given were Donald Trump and Joe Biden, right? And you had a handful of others that you know all the well, nobody would have voted for him in a million years. Well, Joe Biden's just one of those. But there was 1,162 presidential candidates during the last presidential cycle, voting cycle. Did you know that? No, most people don't. Which only shows you that the two clowns that were given to you were handpicked so they win either way, either with Joe or Donald, right? Well, here we are, and what we see is Donald teed it up for Joe, and what are we dealing with today? We're dealing with, well, the whole pandemic. We're dealing with Donald Trump calling himself the father of the vaccine. By the way, he's on the road right now trying to get all of his worshipers to buy on to his vaccines because he's getting paid to do it. Again, for those that don't know, and I'll prove more of that before the end of the show today. But it's interesting. Joe Biden himself, he just came in to Minnesota and he had zero support. I said it. Zero support, just like he had in Arizona. Remember when the mainstream media's useful idiots came out and told us there's not one sign or one person to show support for Joe Biden or Kamala Harris? Remember that? Yeah. Well, here, let me bring you over to Minnesota really quick because I want you to hear this for yourself. It's all bought and paid for. They don't have the support. Let me say it again. It's all bought and paid for. They do not have the support. Let me show you. Check this out.
Yeah, well, because, you know, went out to all the students not to come to campus today to do online studies.
Wow. So you guys are students here at, where are we at?
DCTC.
Dakota County Technical College.
They didn't get told they couldn't attend today until 3:30 this morning. They got an email. So they also said that some of their friends were here, and there were buses of students coming from the cities that are all paid actors, and that very few actual students were allowed in here. It's just so typical of the Biden administration. We got fake students, we got a fake president, we got a fake White House TV set, and the real people, they're locked out.
Wow.
Did you hear that, friends?
Wow. So you guys were told not to go to school today, is that correct?
Yeah. We're not allowed on campus today. There's going to be strict security due to Joe Biden's visit, and that we'll have an assignment digitally. And that,
okay.
We didn't hear about this until about 3 a.m.
3 a.m. today.
Yeah.
And it's November 30th, 2021.
For people that they
you paying attention, folks?
Do not go to DCTC that are paid to pretend like they are students here.
Because obviously they're not letting any students in today, right?
Yeah.
That is unbelievable.
This school is one of the most conservative schools in the state, and they do
I see. So they don't want all the commotion, they want to show the narrative that they want to show for what he's speaking on. Very interesting. Well, thank you guys so much.
Okay, again, friends, what it shows you, it's all bought and paid for. Listen to me, friends. Joe Biden has zero support. I want to tell you who does support him. Who supports Joe Biden? The homosexuals. Who supports Joe Biden? The illegals. Until they get here and find out, wait a second, we don't want to lose our freedoms. Let's get rid of that guy, too, before he takes the rest of them. You know who supports Joe Biden? Those that murder their own babies. You know who supports Joe Biden? Criminals within the ranks and the halls of the senators and the congressmen. Because they have failed to drop the articles of impeachment to remove him and prosecute him. You know who supports him when it comes to the American people? Zero, friends. I didn't say it. They said it. They were the ones that had to send in and bus in paid actors. Not me. Not me in any sense of the word. Here, let me show you this. We also found out that in Minnesota here, they sent forth a fake Kamala Harris rented stretch limo to fool voters. Now, keep in mind, when Kamala Harris went back to California after the inauguration, it's interesting to note, friends, the mainstream media, again, blurted the truth out in their confusion, and they told the American people the truth. There was two people that showed up. Now, folks, if that doesn't get your dander up, I don't know what's going to get your dander up. Nobody likes to be lied to. I don't like to be lied to, and I don't like you being lied to. Let me show you what they did concerning Kamala Harris, fake Kamala Harris here, okay? And I'm going to just go ahead and turn on the audio here. But this is fake Kamala Harris. They rented a stretch limousine to basically give the impression that the vice president was there. I got one more thing to show you after this, because what they also sent in, friends, was a body double of that of Kamala Harris. And I'm going to show you her on video right after this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Attorney General Merrick Garland announced on Monday that the Department of Justice has sued Texas to block their updated congressional state and House maps. alleging that districts redrawn after the 2020 census disenfranchise minorities in a violation of the Voting Rights Act. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki announces the United States will boycott the 2022 Winter Olympics in Beijing in February by not sending any representatives of the U.S. government. Psaki says American athletes still have the support of the government behind them.
The athletes on Team USA have our full support. We will be behind them 100% as we cheer them on from home. We will not be contributing to the fanfare of the Games.
China has warned there would be consequences for anyone who decides to boycott the Olympics. This is USA Radio News. All travelers 2 and older flying into the United States must show proof of a negative coronavirus test one day before travel. The rule takes effect Monday. The previous rule required a test 3 days before travel. Flyers who can show proof they recovered from the coronavirus within 3 months prior to the flight don't have to show a negative test. And if these new regulations have you a little uncomfortable when it comes to traveling, Clinton Henderson is a travel expert. He tells NBC News,
if you decide that you're uncomfortable traveling, call the airline, see what they'll do for you. A lot of times they will give you at least the value of the flight in a voucher that you can use on a future trip.
Kentucky Derby winner Medina Spirit died of a heart attack. Trainer Bob Baffert confirming the horse's death that happened today at Santa Anita in Southern California. The horse was caught up in a controversy following the race after it failed a drug test. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, check us out on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the store, folks. I mean, listen, we just got back from South Dakota. We literally got rid of everything that we had. And we are not making any money off of the merchandise that we have. These are your ideas, not ours. We have dog tags. We have the silver ones. We have the black ones. We have the t-shirts. We have the golf. We have the coffee cups, assortment of colors, assortment of t-shirts and statements. They're great conversation starters. There's scripture on everything that we do. And the fact of the matter is, folks, I've had sheriffs tell me I wear that shirt everywhere I go, and people are constantly making comments about it. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com, and please don't forget about supporting the Sons of Liberty Radio, sonsoflibertymedia.com, both myself and Tim Brown's morning show and afternoon. Show. November and December are always the hardest for ministries, just for the record. And I know it's Christmas time. I know it's the holiday season. But again, keep us out there, friends, because we're fighting every day of the week. Those holiday seasons that most people take off, I've known nothing of them or very little of them over the last 23 years because I understand that eternal vigilance is the price of liberty. And I am staying my course and my eyes are open like that snake ready to attack, friends, on the Gadsden flag, right? Don't tread on me. Okay, so let me, for the sake of time, again, we're now partaking with the fastest hour on national radio right now with Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Wanted to let you know if you want to go over to social media platforms, I'm going to play another video for you right now showing you Kamala Harris, her body double, shows up at Palm Beach. We had friends there that filmed it to show you, friends, how the game is played. Now, keep in mind, when the vice president or the president of the United States of America, if they move, it's craziness, friends. We've been in D.C. when the vice president moved before. And it's like they make more of an ado out of it than one can imagine. And the price and the money that's spent on moving and protecting these people, you'd think it was a king rather than a representative. But, folks, for miles, you can blocks are cut off, highways are cut off. They got their Secret Service set up. The whole list of all of the security detail that they have from A to Z when they move from point A to point B, it's just really, for a better way of saying it, it's sick. If they were serving the people, they wouldn't have to do what they do today. And I'm saying that for the very purpose. Notice that this body double of Kamala Harris that appears out of nowhere in Palm Beach. It's interesting to note, friends, that she only has two people with her, which she kind of told on herself when she did this, but why was she paid to do it in the first place? So let me show you this. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, subscribe right side of the page, BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. Again, if you want to jump on and give us a call, 1-866-582-9933. You ready for this? Here we go. The body double of Kamala Harris. Folks, where's the security? Where's all the detail? Security detail, folks. And you got these fools that just go right along with it. She got her face. It's not her. It's clearly not her. Look at her eyes.
That's not Kamala Harris.
That's right, it's not. It's clearly not her.
That's not Kamala Harris.
You guys were her sorority sisters.
Now, this lady over here on the right, if you're watching it, she's going to go home and tell all of her friends she met the vice president. Folks, the vice president and the president of the United States do not move with two people. Look at this. Why would they do that? Again, if you know anything of history, friends, they all had body doubles. I don't know why people think that's a theory. No, it's not. History teaches us all of basically famous people that subside or are incumbent in government throughout the world, they have body doubles. This is, again, common knowledge. It really is common knowledge, friends. I want to go over and I want to show you a couple more things here, and then we're going to get to our main topic. But what we're finding out is, again, I got to go back to the plandemic for a moment, because what we're seeing, Freedom Headlines just reported that unprecedented and unconstitutional governor, this is Jared Polis. I warned about Jared Polis over 12 years ago. He's a pedophile and he's a sodomite. He's a homosexual. And if you want to listen to me now, do yourself a favor, because prevention is better than cure. But what I do want you to know, friends, is this. The SS under Adolf Hitler, you need to understand that all of the people that he used, those that resided or presided in government, his subordinates in government, those that were in government, those that were subordinate in his government in Germany back in the 30s, they were sodomites. Okay? They were backwards. They were homosexuals. They were masculine homosexuals. If you want to go ahead and repeat history, just keep ignoring what I'm telling you right now. But I told you of Jared Polis a long time ago. He's the governor. Somehow, he's a installed plant is what he is. The people didn't vote him in. He's the governor, just like across the United States of America. A majority of them were not voted in by the people. They were installed by the CIA. Just ask Jesse Ventura. But if you go back, friends, and go over to Colorado, you'll see Jared Polis is over there, the said governor. It's interesting how he just basically implemented unprecedented and unconstitutional orders. You ready for it? I'm going to give it to you really quick. Jared Polis, the governor of Colorado, just signed on an order. Listen carefully. Remember, they're selling to us, it's for our safety, it's for our good, right? The governor just signed an order to turn people away from hospitals unless they are vaccinated. You better understand that at the end of the day, they are going to divide the vaccinated against the unvaccinated. The good thing is people are awake now. They've lost their narrative long ago. But you know what? It's going to take a little bit more than let's go, Brandon, to put a stop to what's going on here. And again, let me remind you, it's not good enough to put a stop to corruption in government. It's good enough to set judgment upon the heads of the wicked that the world might learn righteousness. through those judgments. Deuteronomy 4, verse 6, Isaiah 26, verse 9, Amos 5, 15, the list goes on, church and government that applies to, okay? But he just signed an order to turn people away from hospitals unless they were vaccinated. I'm not kidding. It's not being made up. And here, this is what's going on. We've seen the same sort of garbage coming from that other installed plant over in Michigan, Governor Whitmer. I remember when the pandemic first started, she told businesses that took the money that sold out their customers as the government was selling out the businesses. You see how it just catches up? It's a big circle, friends. Our sin is finding this out, Numbers 32:23, and it will catch up. But do you remember when the governor told businesses, listen, if they don't basically wear a mask during that particular time, don't let them buy or sell? I want to say that again. If they don't submit to my orders, said Governor Whitmer, right? Tyrant Whitmer. Right? Remember that the court struck her down not once but twice in Michigan? Remember when she said, if the people don't put a mask on and comply with my unconstitutional orders, she told the businesses that played the Judas to their customers, Luke 22:48, she said, don't let them buy or sell. I'm not making it up. And we shared with you that information when it came out, folks. And here again, we are, and I'm just confirming Revelation 13:17, because that's exactly what it'll go into if the people don't put a stop to it. Had a lady the other day say to me, Bradley, do you think that this is the mark of the beast? I said, it's the mark of the beast if you let it become the mark of the beast, because the mark of the beast has been used over and over and over and over and over again, century after century after century, okay? You got to wake up as to how the game is played here. I want to show you the best that you've got again. I want to show you what's being done concerning what's going on here with this whole pandemic by the likes of, this is all brand new. This is, again, the best that you have. Rand Paul, who is no Ron Paul. I want you to hear carefully as to what he says, but I want you also to pay attention to what he does. Or should I say, in this particular case, what he doesn't do. Okay, because that's all Rand Paul does, like any other appeaser, Ted Cruz, the list goes on. Friends, they do nothing more than appease the people, magnify the criminals and the laws that they have broken, and they do nothing to enforce the laws. They do nothing to bring to justice these criminals in any sense of the word. Well, guess what, friends? I guarantee you that today or tomorrow, I'm going to get another fundraiser fleece from that of Rand Paul, trying to scare us into submission to give him more money. He's already getting paid, friends, for the record, $174,400 a year to do his job. He doesn't need any bumper donations in any sense of the word. But you ready for this one? He says the right things, but friends, again, we're to judge them by their fruit, not by what they say. 2 Corinthians 11, 14 and 15. You ready for this? Let's go for it.
Government.
Well, I mean, here we are forced to pay up for all everyday items because inflation was stoked because of bad policy, and there's no accountability. They're just pushing through their new $5 trillion reconciliation plan, and there's no accountability for Fauci. Look, we know that he lied under oath. Will there be any accountability for lying to your face?
We've referred him to the Department of Justice, but then again, Merrick Garland is the one now going after parents that go to school board meetings, so I don't have a lot of hope that he is actually going to be an objectively looking at Fauci's lying. But Fauci should go to prison for 5 years for lying to Congress. They've prosecuted other people. They've selectively gone after Republicans. But in no way will they do anything about him lying. But he should be prosecuted for lying. But at the very least, he should be taken out of his position, because I think he costs people lives through misinformation. Every time he tells people, oh, wear a cloth mask, he's actually endangering people. If you're around someone with COVID, you don't want to wear a cloth mask because they don't work.
Wow. That's a really important point that you make.
Okay, so here, let me just stop it right there. So Fauci should be in prison. I think he's endangering people's lives. I've referred him to the DOJ, but I don't think they're going to do anything to him. Boy, the whole thing is set up, friends, where you lose. Who's going to fix that? You're going to have to, because nobody's going to do it for you, Americans. Learn from other countries. This is not how you preserve your freedoms. By the way, 666 cases of heart disease in 12 to 17-year-old kids. Yeah, I think people are being impacted there, Rand Paul. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
We support Sons of Liberty as a family because they speak truth in the space that is riddled with misinformation. Bradley Dean reminds those who should know better and educates those who have yet to learn, especially the young people in our public schools. We enthusiastically support Sons of Liberty as a light bearer to the truth as they battle extreme ignorance in the information age.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Words and music. For the last year, the Federal Reserve has told us inflation is, in a word, transitory. But the Fed can't fight the music of inflation. It's what happens when we print trillions of dollars. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I've built the number one precious metals firm in the country by adding massive value. And Advantage Gold wants to earn your business by doing that for you right now. My best-selling gold inflation index report retails for $500. I want to email it to all serious investors with retirement accounts for free. No salespeople, no rigmarole, no gimmicks. Simply text the letters GII to 49776. I'll email you my best-selling gold inflation report right now. Text GII to 49776. That's GII to 49776. Let Advantage Gold add massive value, and then we'll ask for your business. Text GII to 49776.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, I just highlighted the fact that Rand Paul said that Fauci is basically referring people to the fact that they should be wearing cloth masks. He said they don't work. Of course they don't work. But this is the same guy, our friend just reminded us on social media platforms, that we're supposed to get the vaccines and we are supposed to also get our boosters. Okay? Notice how nobody's at each other's throats when it came to the vaccinations or the pandemic. Right? And the only reason they started to pipe up is because their constituents got on their back and said, you know this is a pandemic, you know this is a fraud, and then all of a sudden they started to say things, but that's as far as it's gone. Okay? Deeds, not words. 1 John 3:18. Action speaks louder than words. And then Rand Paul says that he should go to prison for 5 years. At least. He said, because I think it's caused some harm. And then I just highlighted from Health Impact News, friends, that 7 to 12-year-olds, 666 of them kids that we know of right now have suffered adverse side effects concerning their hearts. Hearts. Last Friday, spent some time with a senator and a representative, per their request, not mine, had dinner with them. And they were showing me pictures of people that have taken these experimental shots, and they showed me all these tumors they had in their body that were removed from their bodies. Yeah, of course. Folks, this is criminal. And by the way, every one of them are accomplices, because if they're not standing against it, it means that they're guilty of it, period. Okay? Now, just to bring you again to the same point of the fact that they are, making the point that they are guilty, we have ex-Pfizer employee telling us the horrifying truth about the COVID 19 vaccines. You ready for this? Again, I didn't say this. This is coming directly from their mouths, and you need to hear it. Check it out.
The FDA met, and they went over all of the potential serious adverse events that could happen from mRNA vaccines, including Guillain-Barré, including encephalitis, including myocarditis and pericarditis, inflammation of the heart, including death. We're being told that being vaccinated prevents infecting others, and it's a disease of the unvaccinated, right? Because we're getting infecting and infecting others. Well, there's a thing called shedding.
I'm sure you're having the same experience that I am, where people will talk to you privately, but they may not say the same thing publicly because they're scared of their job and they're scared of talking about these things. So we're living in a world of fear, and I just want to thank you so much for your courage.
All by design, living in a world of fear. Fear of who? Fear of consequence concerning the hand of man? Really? Dietrich Bonhoeffer. He who fears the face of God does not fear the face of man. He who fears the face of man does not fear the face of God. Let's get it put into perspective. I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid of who they are. They're men. They're being used in the hand of God to bring judgment upon a people that fail to keep his commandments. Read Proverbs 7:2. It says, keep my commandments and live, period. How poignant can we get when it comes to Scripture, friends? I'm going to go to Mary in Florida. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, Mary?
Hi. I just wanted to call. I saw that Dr. Michael Roth was on there talking about graphene oxide. We live in Florida, and every day for the last, that we've noticed, the last couple months, 2-3 months, have been, they spray every day.
Yep.
We have chemtrails. We see the planes. You can't walk. I love to walk every night. You can't go out because the smell of chemicals is so strong. And my husband and I, we did not have the vaccine. We're trying to stay healthy. I wanted to know what exactly is in the chemtrails. Is it the same thing? Is it graphene oxide?
Well, we do know this. Listen, let me tell you firsthand as to how I came upon this. I remember back in the late 90s, right when I first started my ministry, I started noticing checkerboards in Minneapolis. And then I started to pull the curtain back a little bit, and I thought, man, that doesn't look right, because I noticed that they'll just kind of fall down. I'll notice my eyes will start to itch. I'll notice the dusty feeling on my face. I'll notice that it's a little bit harder to breathe. And lo and behold, the Lord brought it to the light right away for me. And he had showed me that these are, in fact, chemicals. We played several commercials on this show, and I shouldn't say commercials, but pieces given unto us by the mainstream media, where they were calling chemtrails for what they are. Chemtrails. They are chemicals that are being sprayed down upon mass populations throughout the globe. Now, I've been in Florida quite a bit, and it's interesting. I've noticed the same thing for years. If you notice where in some countries where they have chemtrails, where they're sprayed down heavily upon the populations, you have a high population of people dying from heart, you know, the respiratory problems, so on and so forth. And we're noticing that in America as well. So they're going to get us one way, or they're going to try to get us another way. And that's exactly what's happening. But I want to tell you this, Mary, that you're bringing up this point now that you are. I had a friend that was an F-14 pilot, F-16 pilot in the Air Force. And he's a pilot for Delta. And we flew to Nashville one time, and I wanted to put him to the test to see what he thought concerning what I seen. And I had said to my friend, because I noticed that there was a jet, I can't tell you how far away he was, but I could see him, and I could see that he was spraying chemicals down. And I woke him up, and I said, hey, I just got a question for you. What is that that's being sprayed out of these jet engines off these airplanes? And he looked out the window, and he looked back at me, because it had like an orange tint to it. And he looked back at me, and he kind of had a bewildered look on his face, Mary. Now, this is a professional. This is what this guy does. He said, I can tell you right now that that is not contrail. He said, they're spraying something down on the people. And what we do know is they're spraying down metals. We also know that this is a part of the judgment of God. In particular, the Lord said that he would spray down powder upon us to destroy us. If you didn't notice that, check out Deuteronomy 28:63 as well as Deuteronomy 28 starting verse 15 and go down. Also Leviticus 26 starting at 15 and go down as well. But we all the well know that that's what they're doing. And for people that are going to play stupid on that one, this is a very well-known fact for anybody and anybody that's paying attention to what's going on here. So there is no question that they are spraying chemicals down. And if I was to spend the rest of this segment just on that, I wouldn't have time to do it. But I'll tell you what I will do, Mary. Tomorrow I'll bring up a couple pieces just on that topic for you so I can educate the others as well that are listening to our conversation even now. Does that sound good?
That would be wonderful because we don't know where to go. We wrote to the governor. We ended up getting a letter from Oklahoma from the EPA that said it, they're contrails, which we know they're not.
That's right.
Then we called our senator complaining. We haven't heard a word. Nobody's taking any action in this. Nobody's taking it serious. We're all dying because we can't go out of our house. We're prisoners. You can't breathe. When you go out, it gets in your throat, gets in your lungs. We both have chronic problems. We don't know what to do. We want out of Florida, but we don't know where else. Are they spraying everywhere?
This
is what we want to know.
It's everywhere.
I know Florida's getting hit harder probably because there's such a animosity between the governor and the president, but
well, that's all contrived too. Yeah, that's all contrived too. I'm going to answer off air, Mary. Thank you for calling from Florida. I totally appreciate it. Don't run from the problem because these are problems you can't run from. They're going to come to your front door. It is happening. It is being purposed. Again, go to Deuteronomy 28 verse 24. It's very specific concerning the judgments of God. I will cover a bit of chemtrails tomorrow just for you. I wanted to get over to this again because I only got 2 minutes and I'm sorry, but I'm going to make this the people's show when they call in. We have a brand new article from AAPSunline.org, Biden's Bounty on Your Life. We're finding hospitals are getting incentive payments for COVID-19, and I'm going to do my best to hit off on five of them right now. A free required PCR test in the emergency room or upon admission for every patient with government-paid fee to the hospital. The hospital gets paid for it. That's why they hound you when you walk in the door. Added bonus payment for each positive COVID-19 diagnosis. Did you hear that? For every positive COVID-19 that comes back in the hospital, that said person that gave you the test gets a bonus payment. Okay? Another bonus for a COVID-19 admission to the hospital. Folks, remember, everything's COVID. This is why everything's COVID. So we're seeing that Western medicine, these doctors and nurses, are complicit with the crimes concerning crimes against humanity. Another bonus is a 20% boost bonus payment for Medicare on the entire hospital bill for use of remdesivir instead of medicines such as ivermectin. Okay? Another and larger bonus payment to the hospital if a COVID-19 patient is mechanically ventilated. Does this all now make sense, friends? They're getting bonuses to do so. More money to the hospital if cause of death is listed as COVID-19, even if patient did not die directly of COVID-19. That's why they're manufacturing the death certificates. And a COVID-19 diagnosis also provides extra payments to the coroners, friends. Can't make this up. Now you know.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies.
Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.